What a wonderful name, Jesus. Somebody say, His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Somebody shout hallelujah. If you expect wonder in your life, that is not in awe or in a negative way, but in awe, in an awesome way, somebody say, His name is wonderful. Hallelujah. He's our mighty God. Blessed be His holy name. In days like this, you know, I see Him even more glorious and more wonderful. Hallelujah. Father, we bless Your holy name. We serve a living God. You're an awesome God. In all situations, You are awesome. We thank You that You are our God, our Father. Jesus, You have qualified us. That God is now our God. Your Father is now our Father. Your God is now our God. We are not orphans. We are not vagabonds. We are not people who do not have a hope. You, Jesus, You are our glorious hope. We bless Your holy name. Blessed hope, we bless You. Tonight, as we look into Your word, into the mirror of Your word, may we see Jesus. And may You be real in our lives, in all situations, in all circumstances, that we know You are truly Lord. To hold on to You, to turn our eyes to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and to remove our eyes from the world. Father, we bless You. Bless those that are sick, minister grace to them. Those that are confused, set the captives free. And Lord, we pray for Apostle that You strengthen him and minister to him and the team as they minister in the nations of the world. In Jesus our Lord's name we declare so done. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, welcome to the service. Tonight we're just going to talk about our God. I got so much to talk about, but I think Wednesday is just studying the word. So today I'm going to talk about God being our refuge. In our today's world, people are so scared. There are all kinds of crazy things happening. It's been happening in the nations of the world, but I think recently we had where there was a problem in Toronto where a crazy person just drove the truck and just mowed down people. Where it's coming, it came close to home. So we must believe that God is our refuge. Amen. Sometimes when things are happening out there, you say, oh, it's those people, it's their sin, it's this, it's that. But we must call on the name of the Lord. Amen? Bible tells us that God is our refuge. He personalized and said, God is my refuge. Somebody say, God is my refuge. You need to be under that refuge every day. Amen? You and your household. Refuge from all kinds of problems. All kinds of issues. Let's look at, I just wrote some few scriptures down. I actually left my note at home, so we're praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, Deuteronomy 33. It says, 33 verse 27, it says, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Well, Psalm 91 verse 1 says, he that dwelleth where? In the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. So we know God have arms. He has His arms, and He's going to cover you, and He's going to protect you. Not only will He protect you, He will destroy all your enemies. So enemies can plot against your nation, can plot against your neighborhood, can plot against your marriage, can plot against your children, your spouse, your grandchildren, or your job, or your business. They say, God will destroy them. All you need to say, God, You are my refuge. Can somebody say, the eternal God is my refuge? That's what the word of the Lord says. So say the word and let the word go to work. Say amen. He is the refuge of my family and my household and my ministry and my church. He said, the eternal God, Deuteronomy 33, verse 27, so we'll just look at a bunch of scriptures on God being our refuge. The eternal God is our refuge. It's not our external God. It's an eternal God that does miracles externally. Say amen. He lives within you, and he will do what he needs to do. Somebody shout hallelujah. The eternal God is my refuge. And underneath are the everlasting arms. Those arms don't quit when things are tough. They are still there. Say amen. Their arms are still there. Somebody shout hallelujah. He doesn't quit when the doctor says you are sick. The arms are still there. Everlasting. It's not something that runs on battery or on electricity. If the river or the dam dies, broke, and there's no more water, the electricity will not work. But God's everlasting arms work 24/7. Everlasting, forever and ever. So forever and ever, he's on your side. And forever and ever, he'll be your refuge. You just need to get into that place. Say, Lord, put me under your wings. Put me under your shadow. Put me under your everlasting arms. When situations come into your life that you cannot handle, and you don't know where the solution is going to come, because trust me, there are a lot of families going through that. They're going through mini hell. They don't know how they're going to get out of their mess. But the everlasting arm is present tonight to set you free. If you say, Lord, rescue me and put me in your refuge. God has a city. It's called the city of refuge. Somebody shout hallelujah. Everlasting arms. Praise you, Jesus. Let's move on quickly. I can park there, but I'm going to continue. Hallelujah. He says, shall trust out the enemy from before thee. So that enemy that you are facing that you cannot overcome, God will deal with it and get rid of that enemy for your life. Say, Lord, get rid of all my enemies. He says, he shall trust out. He'll throw them away like trash. And he will not only will he throw them away, he will destroy them that they cannot function anymore to attack you and your household and your business and your finance and your health. Say amen. Okay, 2 Samuel 22, let's go. 22, verse 3. 2 Samuel 22, verse 3. It says, one moment. The God of my rock, hallelujah, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my Savior that saves me from violence. Somebody shout hallelujah. What happened in Toronto and what's happening in the world, people killing people anyhow, you know, destroying people anyhow, would you categorize that as violence? Well, say he will deliver you from it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Thou shalt save me from violence. You will never be part of the history of violence. You will hear about these things, but not for you and your household. Not for your family. In the name of Jesus. Any type of terror going on is not part of your life. The Lord will deliver you from me. He is our rock. Well, why don't you try to dash your head against a stone and find out whether that rock is solid? You'll find out who has the pain. The person who dashes their head on the rock, who will get the pain? Is it the rock or you? The one that dashes. So when enemy comes against you, they are dashing themselves against the rock. The rock will crack them. If you have a nut that you can't crack, you get a rock and you do what? You smash it and it will crack. Somebody shout hallelujah. Any enemy that's against your spouse, your children, your family, your health, your finance are going after the rock. And Jesus Christ is that solid rock. They shall be destroyed. God is my refuge. Somebody say, God is my refuge. In him will I trust. Somebody say, I put my trust in him. Say, he is my shield. You do need a shield. A lot of us, we drive. Your shield is there for your protection or your buckler. Shield or buckler is the same thing. You know, it means it's your defense. It has a scale that anything comes, it just falls off. Most of us drove to church tonight, you have a windshield, right? Why is the windshield there? To protect the things that move around in the elements from getting right into your eyeballs. Because you can imagine if you're driving at the speed you're driving and something flies into your eye, what do you think is going to happen? So God put the shield to protect you. Any arrow that is flying by day or night, witches or wizard, because there are some people say I don't believe in witches or wizards. Well, the Bible talks about witches. There's the witch of Endor. Somebody shout hallelujah. So there are witches, they're real. But they can never get to you, your shield, because the Lord is your shield. Say amen. When they fly, they hit that shield and they get smashed up. No fly zone. Say, I'm in no fly zone. I am in no fly zone. You try flying around me, you're going to die. I'm in no fly zone. A lot of us will make noise, but be real. Make God your refuge. So when you say, it becomes a reality. Somebody shout hallelujah. Those that have tried it, they hurt themselves, not me. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, no fly zone. It's no fly zone. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. You don't have to believe these things, but they do happen. There are times that enemies try to fly in, but they get themselves destroyed. You hear the news. Bible says God will deal with your enemies, and that will cause you to rejoice. May God deal with all your enemies. God is your refuge. Say, it's thy refuge and my refuge. Lord, I put me and my household under your refuge. Amen. And our church, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Says it's your high tower. So here we see the enemy. What do you do with tower? Towers are high because you want to see far. May God allow your eyes to see far. So you can see what is coming and avert it in the name of Jesus. And may he keep you. Say, he's my refuge, my savior. Not only does he keep you in his protection, under his everlasting hand, he becomes your savior. He's our redeemer, and he saves us from all violence. Say, Lord, save me and my household from all violence. Let's look at another one. Which one did I give you? Psalm 2 Samuel 22, 3. Okay, let's go Psalm 46. Psalm 46. And do verse 1. You just park in 46. Psalm 46, verse 1. It says, God is our what? Refuge and strength. A very what? Present help in trouble. So God is present. Say, God is present right now. God is present right now. That means God is your shelter. Amen. God is your shelter. That's what that word means. Refuge is your shelter. Makese. Makes. M-A-M-A-C-H-A-C-E-H. Makese. You know, he's your shelter. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. What happens if you don't have an umbrella and a heavy storm is coming? Or you're probably driving, you went to a city and they said tornado forecast. You don't even have a house there. Maybe you're staying in a hotel. Your hotel is so far away. What are you going to do? You can't just run to a stranger's house in this part of the world and say, hey, can I please stay in here? No. They won't allow you. They're not sure whether you're there to come and destroy them. They're afraid of you. But you do need shelter. So in that moment, you should say, God, you are my shelter. You are my refuge, and he'll provide for you. He will divert that storm away from where you are. That's even better. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, I say, what are you talking about? Well, that's happened to us. When our children were little, I remember we traveled. Our oldest son used to play a lot of soccer, so we went to the States, in different places where he played, you know, we're still in church, which I don't understand today. A lot of kids, the parents, their children are doing sports. They're never in church, and their children are not in church. I wonder what's going to happen to them when they become young adults. You need a reference back to the word. Say amen. You must bring your children to the house of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Bible says when they grow up, they will not depart from me. If they depart, they come back. Say amen. So, but if at a little age you're already removing them, then you have nothing. What are they going to come back to? Because they're going to grow up to the level where they have to think for themselves. And sometimes they're not sure if God is God because they want to see God for themselves. But in that process of time, because of the foundation they have inside them, they will come back to the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. You don't live in, most of you don't live in Africa anymore. This part of the world is called, they use a lot of logic. And logic and faith don't work together. They are two enemies, two parallel sides. Logic will say, this is how it works. Faith says, this is how God works. So you have two contenders, and you must go for God. Somebody shout hallelujah. So you must teach your children at a young age and make sure they know God and they have the word inside them. So ABCD of just Sunday school, eating macaroni, I don't know what they're doing, some cookies and Easter bunny, it's not going to save them. They must know God is their refuge. Somebody shout hallelujah. They do go to school and they get bullied. But when God is their refuge, nobody can bully them. When the bully try to approach them, they will see a mighty angel with a big sword. Somebody shout hallelujah. It will scare the daylight out of them that they say, don't touch that one. I don't know if there's something about that one. Somebody shout hallelujah. Your child can be the smallest child in that school, but it'll be the most protected child. Say amen. Somebody say, God is my refuge. So we used to travel all the time with him. And one of these days, we entered into a storm. We have three children in the car. And here's a storm you can't even see up to the front row here. That's how terrible the dark storm was. And we're on the highway. If you can't park, everybody got to keep moving or the big trailer coming is going to run into you. So, God is my refuge. God is my shelter. We came out of it. Somebody shout hallelujah. The word works. The word works. He says it's a very present help in time of very present help in time of trouble. May God help you and your family. The things you are afraid of, they will not come to pass. They only come to pass if you do not put your trust in the Lord. And if they do come to pass, they will also fade away. They will leave quickly. In the name of Jesus. God, you are my very present help in trouble. Somebody say, God is my refuge and my strength, a very present help in trouble. That means the time you are waiting, the time you are under that wing, it looks like when is the next breakthrough coming. No, God is your refuge. Let God strengthen you in that moment. God be my strength. When Jesus had to go to the cross and he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, and the whole sin of the world was too much on him, what did he do? The Bible says he cried to God. But why have you forsaken me? But God did not forsake him. He has to go through something. Amen? But the Bible said the angel came and did what? Strengthen him. He needs strength to finish the process. Any situation you find yourself, may God give you strength to finish that process. In the name of Jesus. Do not faint. Just wait on the Lord and you will come out of it. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say, God is my strength. A very present help in trouble. Anytime you are in trouble, any type of trouble, just know you are coming out of it. Somebody say, I'm coming out of it. Yeah, everything you face in life, they are temporary. Who has seen the cloud today? When you woke up this morning, the cloud was somewhere. Is the cloud still in that same position? It has moved. Everything must move. That's how God designed it. It must move. Even Satan must move. The Bible says you should resist the devil and he will do what? Flee from you. So Satan must move. Say amen. The problem must move. Sickness must move. Poverty must move. Lack must move. Joblessness must move. Quarrelsomeness must move. Strife must move. In the name of Jesus, God, you are my refuge. God is your refuge for you and your household. Say amen. Okay, let's look at verse 7 of Psalm 46, the same psalm. 46, verse 7. The Lord of hosts, hallelujah, is with us. God of Jacob is our refuge. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. The heavenly host, they are with you. You are not alone. The army of heaven will fight for you. Angels will fight for you. The Lord of hosts. So whenever you need shelter, just say, Lord, you are my refuge. The Lord of hosts. He comes with the entourage to rescue you. Greater is he, that's what the Bible says, greater is he that is with you than he that is in the world. Because God is your refuge. And when God show up, he doesn't show up alone. Thousands and millions of angels are with him. They will rescue you. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Somebody shout hallelujah. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So that God, because Jacob has an everlasting covenant with God, and say, the everlasting arms is present to set you free. Verse 11, the same verse, chapter of Psalm 46, the Lord of hosts, here I see again, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. How many times does he need to say that? He's stressing it. So next time there is an issue beyond your thoughts and your imagination, you cannot sleep, you cannot rest, you become restless, and you're not sure when this thing is going to leave, you'll say, the God of hosts is with me. He's my refuge. How hard can that be? That's not a hard prayer to pray. Say, God, you are with me. Some of you can't even say, God, you are with me. You know why? Because you're spending too much time thinking of your sin and your error of the day. Get out of it quickly. Quick to repent, quick to forgive, and get back in the goodness of God. Say amen. Say amen. That's how you deal. You don't park in the land of guilt. You don't park in the parking lot of guilt and shame and fear. You park in the land of God. He is my refuge. You carry on as if you've never sinned. Somebody shout hallelujah. He has paid for your sin. So repent and move on. You just say, Lord, I apologize. I repent. Have mercy on me. Cleanse me now with your precious blood. Get back to the direction of the day. Say amen. Say amen. But if you park in the land of guilt, you can't even say, God is my refuge. You say, oh, God is ready to punish me. God is ready to kill me. No, it's not there to destroy you. It's there to rescue you. And it's very God, present help in trouble. Say amen. When your spirit soul is in trouble, he will deliver you. He's a God who delivers us from all evil. Hallelujah. Psalm 48. Let's look at verse... did you do verse 11? Yeah, 48:3. Let's look at verse... I really like this one, Psalm 48:3. God is known in our palaces for a refuge. Hallelujah. God is known. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. Everywhere God is, he's known. The angels know this. Those who put their trust in him know that God is a refuge. His palaces for a refuge. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. You can run to God. He is your shelter. When you have solutions, sometimes there are things that will happen in your family that you can solve it. You don't even know where the answer is going to come. But the answer is in Jesus. It's coming from God. You can run to him. You can run to him. He is your refuge. He is your helper. He will help you. Hallelujah. Somebody say, God, help me. Sometimes, you know, when things are overwhelming, you begin to look. Maybe you have this huge bill you have to take care of, and you don't know how you're going to pay this bill, you start going, oh, I think I know somebody. That my friend has money. I know he has 10 cars in his parking lot, so he has money. But what you don't know, he has borrowed so much money from the bank to have 10 cars. You even have more money than him. Maybe your last money is $100. He doesn't even have that kind. He has borrowed money. But that's where your eye go first. Or maybe you go to an uncle. Oh, I see. Oh, their house looks so good. But everything is on debt. But the little you have, you even are in a plus. More than them. Somebody shout hallelujah. Take your eyes off human and take it back to God. Looking unto who? Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. That's what the word of God tells us. Amen? I think that's Hebrews, in Hebrews 12:1. Just stick it up quickly and then I'll get back to our regular verse. I think I've said that like 3 times already. Must be verse 2, Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and what? Finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. He is your refuge. He will take care of you. Amen. He has endured all the pain for me and you, so we can make it. The way has been made for us. All right, Psalm 57. Let's go to Psalm 57, verse 1. All the scriptures, I just like all of them, but we can do a few more, and then we will pray. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of what? Thy wings. I will make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. It shall pass over. It shall pass over. I don't care what the diagnosis is, it must pass. That's what God says. It's not man that said it, God said it. So it must obey. So all you need to do is to say what God says. Say every trouble in my life, in my family, in my spouse's life, in my children's life, in my grandchildren's life, in my health, in my finance, they must pass over. Every calamities, overpass, be overpass. Calamities, be overpass. In the name of Jesus. He said, pass. Pass means pass. It's gone. Amen. It shall be override. God will override it. He said, he has wings. He that dwelleth under the shadow, under the wings of the Most High God, under the everlasting arms, hallelujah, who has made that place his refuge. He is my refuge. He is my refuge. Every calamity will pass. Hallelujah. I read the scripture again. Psalm 57, verse 1. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. See, that's your part. Your part is to trust him, and you'll be in that place of refuge. Be merciful. You have to cry to him. Be merciful. Have mercy on me. When Bartimaeus needed his eyesight, what did he cry? Have mercy on me. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus has not even gone to the cross. But Bartimaeus cried, and Bartimaeus did what? Got his sight. You just need to cry for mercy. Have mercy on my household. Have mercy on my life. Have mercy on my finance. Have mercy on me, O Lord. That's all. And he will. For my soul trusts in thee. That's your mind. Instead of using your mind to torture yourself, use your mind to trust in the Lord. In the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge. So pack yourself in the parking lot of God, under his arms. Somebody shout hallelujah. He said, you stay there until what? Until these calamities, all this bad news, all these destructive things pass over. Say amen. That includes perverseness, wickedness. Everything pass over now. Bad news, ruin and destruction pass over in the name of Jesus. Say amen. Psalm 62, verse 8. Psalm 62, verse 8. Let's look at that one. Let's do verse 7 first, 7 before 8. 7. Psalm 62, verse 7. In God is my salvation, my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. It's not anywhere else. It's not in a storm shelter. Storm shelters that are made by man, they're good. But if you have a destructive thing that comes, like natural elements, like a huge tornado that comes, we always say tornado pass over. And then you have flood. We had flood coming to this city. We say, stop. You have your container. Stay there. God said, they are meant to stay in their container. Do not pass. Do not pass. Stay where you belong. And they stay. Somebody shout hallelujah. You can speak to the elements. Somebody say, I can speak to the elements. Yeah, Jesus has qualified you. His God is now my God. His Father is now my Father. What are you waiting for? Open your mouth and do what? Speak. He is my refuge. Some of you are still not saying it. You're waiting for somebody to open your mouth and say it's my refuge. When he's putting other people in his refuge, you will be passed over. So keep your mouth shut. God will never pass me over. He never passed me over. If he's stopping anywhere, he's stopping where I am first. Hey, pass me not, O gentle Savior. He will never pass me by. He will never pass my household by. Any good news coming from God is coming my way. My mouth will never be lazy when it concerns the things of God. Say amen. Some of you know how to use your mouth for other things. Why don't you use it for the word of God? Use it for things you should not be using it for. Use it for the word. Say amen. It said God, verse 7 of Psalm 62, in God, it's not somewhere else, in God, is my what? Salvation and my glory. Every glory, every salvation, you're going to get it in God. So get in them. The rock of my strength. You need strength, you're weak, that's where you get strength. Inner man's strength, you're strengthened. Ephesians 3 says you're strengthening your inner man, not your outer man. Gym is good, going to the gym. Physical exercise profit a little, but the one that profit the most is inner man. Spiritual exercise. Say amen. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Say, I'm staying in Christ. I am in Christ Jesus. Say amen. All right, verse 8. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Everybody trust in the Lord. The choice is yours. Trust him and stay in that refuge. It is well with you and your household. It is well with me and my household. Say amen. Psalm 91, verse 1 and 2. We've been quoting verse 1, so let's look at Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We said that shadow is his arm, is his presence, is his palaces of refuge. It's called palace of refuge. So it's not a tiny place. It can take your whole city, it can take your whole nation, it can take your whole family. Palaces. If you go to England, there's Buckingham Palace, there's Windsor Palace. We've been to both. Those are huge, big places. All right? So those are just human palaces. How much more the palaces of God? Somebody say, glory to God. He said, in there, there is glory. I'm going to the place of glory. Hallelujah! Stay in glory. You don't have to die to be in glory. Glory is here. In the refuge, there's glory. God is my refuge. I'm staying there. Say amen. So even when you go to work, that's where you should be walking from, under the refuge. So when your co-workers are plotting and planning against you to see how they will drive you from your position, you say, I'm in a place of refuge. Any promotion coming this month is coming to me. Say amen. Any good news coming is coming to me. They can plot all they want to plot. We already read, God is my refuge, so he's going to destroy all your enemies. So why they are plotting is destroying them. So that's not your job. You don't even think about them. You just think about the goodness of God. Say, God, you are so good to me. Oh, this month is a wonderful month. The blessing is just pouring in. Well, you've not seen one, but you are declaring it. It's pouring in. The blessing is pouring in. Good news is coming in. I'm in the palaces of God. Oh, that's where I sleep. That's where I eat. That's where I talk to my family. That's where I'm driving my car. Somebody shout hallelujah. So you'll be driving, you will not have a tire that suddenly falls off. I'm under the palaces of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. There's no broken down stuff in the palaces. No broken home in the palaces. No abuse in the palaces. The heavenly hosts are present. They toss out vagabonds. Hallelujah. You're coming out of it. You're coming out of it because God's refuge is present. He is your rock and your salvation. And he is your glory. In him is the glory. Verse 2. It says, I will say of the Lord. Who's going to say it? Somebody's going to say for you. Pastor is going to say for you. Somebody's going to say for you. Pray for me, pray for me. Some people are in pray for me. That's their life. Pray for me. Pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. What's wrong with your mouth? You start praying for people. Pray for yourself and pray for people. Say amen. Right? There's a place where you should be prayed for. But you need to also learn to open your mouth. Say amen. He said, I will say. Somebody's not going to say for me. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. Somebody shout hallelujah. My God, in him will I trust. Who do you put your trust in? God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. You will never be a prey to other people. God will put you in his castle of defense. In the name of Jesus. All right, let's do one more. Psalm 94, verse 22. Psalm 94, verse 22. I have to turn there myself. Verse 22. I'm almost there. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, God is my refuge. But the Lord is my what? Defense. And my God is the rock of my refuge. Hallelujah. God will defend you. He's your defender. He's your defender. You don't know how to do judo and karate. He will do it for you. Somebody shout hallelujah. You don't know how to shoot any gun, he will shoot it for you. He will destroy their arrow. Amen. The one that flies by day or night, Psalm 91 tells you, pestilence, he will destroy all of them. Psalm 91 tells you that, so he will take care of it. 10,000 on your left and all of that, he will finish them off. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Doesn't matter how much is coming against you, so stress is not your portion. Say, I reject stress. I reject calamities. In the name of Jesus, God is my defense. The shield is on. The shield of faith. Say, the Bible says, put on the shield of faith. Thereby you can quench every fiery dart of the enemy. So Satan will send fire darts, but the shield is present. It quenches it. You can't stop the arrow from coming. But it can be stopped, quenched. I got a shield. You're in that refuge, place of refuge, you got a shield. In the name of Jesus, you and your household. When bad things are happening, it's not your portion. I reject all bad news. I reject sickness and disease. I reject poverty and shame. I reject lack. I reject any type of evil. In the name of Jesus. For me and my household, we are strong in the Lord and in the power of his mind. His resurrection life is working in me and my household. He is my refuge. He is my rock. He is the glory and the lifter of my head and my household. He is the glory of this church.
It's the glory of Glory and Peace Church, International Church. Hallelujah. Well, rise with me. I'm going to pray, and then you bring your offering. If you've not given, you can do so now. Praise the Lord. Those watching on, I'll pray, and then we dismiss those online. Father, we thank you that you are our refuge. You are our rock and our strength. You are the glory and the lifter of our head. We come under your wings, O God. No harm or evil will come to us. Your word says we'll hear bad news, but it never come nigh us. It will never touch our husband. It will never touch our wife. It will never touch our children. It will never touch our grandchildren. It will never touch our finance. It will never touch anything that belongs to us. It will not touch our neighborhood. It will not touch our city. It will not touch our nation. Because God, you are our refuge. We declare you as our refuge. You are our refuge and our shelter. We come under the shadow of the Almighty God. We come under your everlasting arm. Protect us and defend us. You are our defender, Lord. Defend us in the name of Jesus. Defend us against all our enemies. Destroy all our enemies. Arise, O God, and let your enemies be scattered. Let the enemies of Israel be scattered. Let the enemies of Jacob be scattered. Let the enemies of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob be scattered. Let the enemies of Ephesians be scattered. Let the enemies, you call your last name. Arise, O God, and let all our enemies be scattered. Enemies of Glory and Peace Church International be scattered. In the mighty name of Jesus. Arise, O God, be our refuge. You are our shelter from every storm of life, from every calamity. They shall overpass. In the name of Jesus, we receive the blessings of the Lord that add no sorrow to our life. For your word says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. Proverbs 18 verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into him and they are saved. We stay in your safety. We stay in your tower. You are the highest tower. You are the strongest tower. Stronger than any nuclear weapon, stronger than any bomb, stronger than anything made by man. Because your tower is not made by the hand of man, it's made by the hand of the living God. You are our defense. We receive the glory that you have blessed us with. In Jesus' name, we expect good news today and all week. In Jesus' name, amen. If you believe that, say amen. Give God praise. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God in the highest. Well, those on the internet world and television land, God bless you. God is your refuge. Say it with me. God is my refuge. God is my refuge for me and my household. I declare it is well. In the name of Jesus, we're free from every attacks of the enemy. We stay in the palaces of God. Remain blessed and stay in the palaces of God all year, all week, all day, all hour, all minutes, all seconds. In Jesus' name. If you believe, say amen. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord.